Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History, brought to you by Hot Seat, a new memoir from Jeff Immelt, the former CEO of General Electric. Immelt explores his time at the helm of one of the world's largest companies, from navigating a post-9/11 world to the 2008 financial crisis, and more. Buy your copy today. Here's what happened on March 2nd. Puerto Rico may not be a U.S. state, but Puerto Ricans have been U.S. citizens since this day in 1917, when President Woodrow Wilson signed the Jones-Shafroth Act during World War I. The act also created a Bill of Rights for the territory, separated its government into executive, legislative, and judicial branches, and declared Puerto Rico's official language to be English. Puerto Rico was ceded to the United States by Spain in 1898 after the Spanish-American War. In 1952, it became a U.S. Commonwealth. Surprising fact? As citizens, Puerto Ricans could now join the U.S. Army, but few chose to do so. After Wilson signed a compulsory military service act 2 months later, however, 20,000 Puerto Ricans were eventually drafted to serve during World War I. Also on this day in history, in 1836, Texas declared independence from Mexico. In 1904, Theodore Geisel, better known as Dr. Seuss, was born. And in 1962, basketball legend Wilt Chamberlain became the first NBA player to score 100 points in a single game. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.